And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is fishtails. Each of my guests is describing something related to fishing, whether it's marine sustainability, fishing for a better life, or a new oyster restaurant opening up here in town. My next guest is a life coach and a motivational speaker. In his prior life, he was also an actor and a cruise director. We'll discuss easy ways to achieve what you once thought was impossible as he teaches us how to create our own futures. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Robert Landau is a speaker, an author, a consultant, and a former worldwide cruise director. Robert is the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinking Method. Robert specializes in bringing fun and results-oriented productivity to the areas of positive thinking, consumer service, leadership, and communication. He's an accomplished actor from New York City, turned cruise director for 10 years with a major international cruise line. He hit over 300 ports of call on 400 different cruises. And the author of 3 very unique and innovative books titled How to Make Consumer Service Fun, How to Make Leadership Fun, and How to Make Communication Fun. Robert is known for his professional skills that yield positive, productive results. Welcome back to the show, Robert. How are you today?
Hey, how are you, Bill? It's great to be back.
Well, thank you so much for returning to the show. I love your theme as we're going into 2012, and I definitely want to talk in detail about how we make the life of our dreams. But before we get there, you've just got to help me connect the dots here. I mean, cruise director and actor, and now you're an author and a motivational speaker. So connect the dots. How did you get from where you were to where you are today?
Well, it's all in the journey, so to speak. Along the lines of what we're talking about today, the way I actually got on ships is quite interesting. I was an actor in New York City for many years and really started to grow a little disgruntled with what I perceived the acting industry to be at the time. So I was looking for an alternative. I lived in the East Village at the time, and very close to where I lived was the East River. Mm-hmm. So every morning I would jog along the East River on this path. And one of those mornings, I had this idea. I thought, you know, jogging along this river reminds me of being on the deck of a cruise ship. How about if I work on cruise ships for a while just to clear my mind? So every morning thereafter, while I was jogging along that area of the East River, right by the river, I felt like I was on the promenade deck of a cruise ship. I could feel it. I could see it. I knew it was going to happen to me. 3 weeks after that period of time, I got a call from an agency in New York City that at the time was putting cruise staff on cruise ships, and they asked me if I would like to work as cruise staff on a cruise ship just for 3 weeks. And I said, yeah, how in the world did you hear of me?
Great question.
And they said a friend had suggested me.
I see. Well, now that is a classic example of visualization and how things fell into place for you. Can you give us some other examples besides your own of how this method has worked for other people?
Sure, sure. General George S. Patton, one of the great generals that we've had, he was fighting a battle with his troops in France in 1944. 3 weeks of terrible, terrible weather, nonstop rain, planes couldn't take off to get the mission accomplished, so he calls his chaplain in and says, "Chaplain, I want you to create a prayer that has a visualization of victory in it for everyone who's serving under me at this time in France to say twice a day. They will say it until this prayer actually is realized." And that is exactly what happened. A week or so after everybody, hundreds of people who served under Patton started saying this visualized prayer. The weather cleared, the planes took off, the battle was won.
That's a great story. My guest is Robert Landau. Now, Robert, going back to World War II, that's half a century ago, then that's great. Has this method been around for a long time? Does it go beyond World War II and farther into the past?
Well, yes. I mean, let's take it way back to creation, if we will. Some people believe that the universe, our world, was created from a thought. And that process has been passed on to us. So we use thought to create our world. So it's gone on from century to century in the Bible. Mark 9:23, all things are possible to those that believe. It's been around. It's been around.
All right. I love that. I love when you give biblical examples as well. My guest is Robert Landau. He's teaching us how to create our own future, easy ways to achieve what you want, once thought was impossible. Now, why are these future creating techniques so important to people who are interested in changing their lives in 2012?
It's a very useful tool to do just that. Many people don't know how to affect positive change in their lives. This is one of many, and it's worked for many people. So for 2012 and points beyond, this is a perfect method to bring changes that people want to see happen in their lives.
All right, well, give us the secret sauce then, Robert. You know, how does the system work? Give us the steps that one needs to in order to create a better future in 2012.
Sure. Just a couple of steps, very easy steps. This type of thing doesn't have to be complicated. First, you have to figure out what it is that you want to change in your life. What do you want to draw into your life that might not be occurring now? So you figure out what it is. You say it out loud. At the same time, you write it down. So let's say I want to be a published author. So
okay.
I will say, I want to be a published author. Then I also need to see, Bill, if there's any resistance to my wanting that. Is there a part of me or some mind chatter that doesn't believe that I deserve that to occur? And if that's the case, I have to look at that and move that out of the way so it can happen.
All right. Now, let me stop you right there, yeah. Robert. How do you know if you have active resistance that's going on? Some of this stuff is subliminal. You may not even be aware of it.
Correct. Well, way at the end, if you're waiting for this to occur and somehow it doesn't, that's also a time when you look back and say, okay, this didn't happen, or it didn't happen yet, it didn't happen in the time frame I thought it would. What's the deal here? Let me look a little further and see if there might be something that I'm doing to block that.
I see.
And that's when you go deeper.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. So say what you want to change. Say it out loud, write it down, discover if there's any resistance to achieving your goal. What else is there?
You see it, you feel it as if it is here now. In other words, you bring your future wish into the present now. If you pack that with feeling, it can happen a lot faster. And then you take the steps to make that happen. Don't just sit in a chair and wait for it to happen to you one day. You go out. In other words, if I wanted to be a published author, then I'll shop manuscripts to publishers, so on and so forth. Then I thank the universe, if you will, for bringing that to me, even if it hasn't arrived yet, and I stay on course with that wish each and every day until it happens.
All right. My guest is Robert Landau. We're talking about really realizing our dreams in 2012, creating our own future. So give us an idea of people that have followed your system. What does the future look like for somebody who implements this system, Robert?
But nothing but rosy. I mean, those that use this tool effectively have remarkable results. Here's a quick example. A lady that I was working with not too long ago wanted to attract the perfect mate. She hadn't had the perfect mate up until then. So what did she do? She did this process, and she physicalized it. In her wardrobe closet in her home, there were two wardrobe racks. She cleared her clothes from one of them and visualized and felt that his clothes would be hanging there soon. She slept on half of her bed, feeling and visualizing that he would be there soon. She wasn't specific about who she wanted. She just knew that the perfect person was going to be in her life's path soon. It happened, and she told me not too long ago that they're getting engaged.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a marvelous outcome to the story, Robert. But I want to just push back a little bit on that story. And how do we know that she just didn't satisfy and find the next person that came along to fill that spot rather than finding the perfect match for her?
Well, you know, we don't. I guess time will tell.
All right, that's a fair enough answer.
My belief is, if she did the steps correctly and she feels that she got what she wanted, then maybe this is the right person.
All right, that's great. My guest is Robert Landau. We're talking about creating our own future in 2012, the year that's ahead of us. So, Robert, this seems like a very easy system. Why aren't more people doing this?
Well, the mind is a very powerful thing. I mean, if you break it all down, Bill, what we're talking about here is if you believe that thoughts do turn into things. Some people do, some people don't. If people don't, then this really wouldn't work for them. If they do, it has a very good chance of bringing just what they want into their life's path.
Oh, that is wonderful. My guest is Robert Landau. So, Robert, talk to us a little bit more about how you instruct your clients with this methodology. What are some of the things that you help to guide them so that they're visualizing what they want in a more constructive way?
Well, it falls along the lines, Bill, of the method that I just illustrated, but I think where I come in is in two places. One, if there happens to be any resistance. That's what you were asking about before.
Right.
So when resistance comes up, and there are ways of working with people to find out if there is, then how does one unattach from the habitual thought pattern that they're still holding on to that prevents their future from occurring for them? And then the other place where I come in handy is to keep them on course with this request, with this wish, with this prayer, with this thought, because the mind can doubt. 3 days after somebody sets this process in motion, the doubting Thomas in them can come to the fore and say, "Oh, come on. You think that this is really going to work? Come on." You know, and I will help get them back on track to not attach them to that stuff either.
All right. I like the idea of putting the doubting Thomas behind us, Robert. But if you're looking at a person and trying to figure out what those roadblocks to success are, what's holding people back, how do you delve into that? That, to me, is the more fascinating part of what it is you do as a consultant, because that's really where the skill comes in.
Well, for example, I'll ask them, do they believe that this can happen to them? In the case of this lady that I used as an example before, mm-hmm. I asked her, does she believe that she deserves the perfect relationship in her life? And based on her past, her first answer was no. So then we had to delve into her past a little more to find out what stuff was there, what baggage was there, what doors still remained shut that wouldn't let the perfect person in. And then we go about opening those doors, and with each person it's different, so that the wish can actually make itself known. It's a process of the mind. It happens automatically. It's what I call the I dream of genie effect. It's as if Barbara Eden is standing right next to you, and you say, "Okay, I would like to be a published author." And she goes, "Okay, master," and she blinks her eyes. But if you're thinking, "I'd like to be a published author, but I might not deserve that type of a success," she goes, "Okay, master," she blinks, and she brings it to you. That's an example of what the universe, so to speak, can do for us. But our thoughts and requests and wishes have to be perfectly clear and positive.
All right. My guest is Robert Landau. And Robert, I like the I dream of genie analogy that you use. Of course, Barbara Eden has been a guest on our show in the past. But it brings up an important point. When you have a genie that says, "Okay, I want to be X. I want to be a published author. I want to have the perfect marriage," it happens instantaneously. Things in life don't always happen that quickly. Give us an idea of what would be a realistic time frame for somebody who really wants to make a lasting, positive impact in 2012 and change their life.
It's a great question, Bill, and that's also what I help people with. We can't always or hardly ever set a time frame to what it is that we want. I don't believe it works that way. I think the important thing is making the request, being very sure about what it is that you want and feeling that you have it now. What would it feel like to have that thing in your life? And then let the powers that be bring it to you in its own time. If you say, "I want to be a published author by June 1st, I'm limiting myself, because maybe by August 1st, something major, incredible would happen that would just knock me off out of my socks. But because I put a stipulation on this for June 1st, and Barbara Eden is standing there going, okay, Master, blink. I stopped. The true gift, the true award of my request coming for me, which would have been August 1st. I wouldn't have thought of that. So you make the request, you let time fill in as it will. It takes a lot of faith, it takes a lot of trust, it takes a lot of belief.
It absolutely does. My guest is Robert Landau. We're talking about creating our better future, easy ways to achieve what you once thought was impossible. Robert, what's the one thing that you can tell people that will help them have success in your method?
The belief that thoughts turn into things, that you can be successful at this as you can be a success at things in your life. It's really built a difference between that old adage, seeing is believing. Well, now with this, it's believe and then you will see.
Believe and then you will see. I love it. That is great. My guest has been Robert Landau. Robert, this is intriguing stuff. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about this method, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Thanks for asking, Bill. I have a website. It is Robert Landau, L-A-N-D-A-U, motivation.com.
All that, Robert Landau, motivation.com. Robert, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Thanks.